Let's begin with a word of prayer. Jesus, open up our hearts and our minds so that we might receive you as the child and put him on us in your name. Amen. Well, Merry Christmas again. I hope you had a good Christmas. Are you all done traveling around and opening up Christmas presents? You usually don't have one spot where you open Christmas. You got to go to different family members. Well, how was your gift taking? Did you get in a nice haul? Let me ask what I asked the kids. Did you get everything you wanted? Yeah, no, maybe, sometimes. Okay. How many of you got clothes for Christmas? A good percentage. You know, out of all the gifts we receive, I think clothes are probably the most difficult thing to buy, but also to receive. I think there's a number of reactions. I think there's three reactions when you receive a gift of clothing. First of all, you may absolutely love it. Oh, wow, this is really what I wanted. And you put it on our first thing, and you may even be wearing it now. By the way, you should know if you did receive that kind of clothing, you got a good shopper on your hands who really knows what you need and be able to give it to you. The second response is, well, okay, I needed this gift, or, you know, I even asked for this gift. You know, some socks and some shirts and some pants. You know, yeah, okay, it's not a whole hum. Thankful, I know that will be very good and helpful for me. But the third response is, ouch, I do not like this at all. It is not the right size, maybe too big. It's not the right color. It's not the right style. I just absolutely hate it. Hopefully you're thinking that in your mind. And you're really polite in saying to the giver, thank you very, very much. But when you get that kind of gift of clothing, you've got three options. First, you get rid of it immediately. You give it to Goodwill. You re-gift it to someone else. You simply throw it in the back of your dresser or your closet and you forget about it. Second option is you wear it a couple of times, hopefully enough so that the gift giver gets to see you wearing it. But after that length of time, as short as it is, you take one of the three options, usually getting rid of it as quick as can be. The third option is, well, you are stuck wearing that outfit. Maybe the gift giver, a spouse or parent or grandparent, is close by. They will see you all the time wearing that gift, and you just can't get rid of it. You, out of guilt, you wear it over and over again, but it just doesn't fit. You know, I thought about that in gift giving, because I want to ask you that important question is, what do we do with the gift of the Christ child? How do we receive that gift? You know, Romans talks about putting on Christ. And so I thought of that analogy of clothing. If we put on Christ, the Christ child, how do we respond to that gift? Do we reject it all out and completely? It's not my size. Christ isn't a fit for me. It's not a fit for my life to do what I want to do. To wear Christ just crimps my lifestyle. Or maybe you say, Jesus just isn't fashionable today. Don't you know that no one lives with Jesus as part of their lives? Or maybe you say, wearing Jesus is just too embarrassing. I can't wear Jesus in front of everybody else. They may think that I'm being judgmental to them. They may think that I'm being better than them. Or maybe we're just polite in receiving the Christ child. We wear Christ in our lives once in a while just to make a good appearance, making other people believe that you're enjoying Christ in your life. But as some time passes away, you stop wearing Jesus, you put him in your closet or your drawer, and you just put him away. We receive the Christ child. And the glory of that gift is that we wear it, that we take on Christ. See, Christmas for you and I is much more than just a baby. That's a wonderful, glorious gift of God coming to us. But it's much more than a baby. It's the people who announce the coming of Christ. It's the angel and the heavenly choir that goes out to the lowly shepherds who are out in the field watching their flocks by night. And nor is it just a baby in swaddling clothes that is visited by those shepherds. Nor is it just the child that it is visited by the three kings who saw the star in the east and traveled to that star to find the Christ child and pay homage to Him, bearing their gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh, gifts worthy of a king. Nor is it Mary who receives all of those visitors. You know, the one thing that has always... Oh, I love that passage, that word about Mary pondering all of these things in her heart. Figuring out what all of that means and how does that fit. It is the baby who turns into a man. That's what we celebrate. It is the man that was announced by John the Baptist. The one who is greater than me, says John, whose thongs of their sandals I am unworthy to tie. It's Jesus of Nazareth, who finally reveals who He is, who He's been all along, even from that moment in which He was born. It is that baby, the Son of God, the Most Holy One of Israel, the King of Kings, the Peace, Prince of Peace, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty Lord. And it is this baby, this child, grown into manhood, that shows us the truth about God, about how God teaches at us, how it says in Scripture that this man Jesus teaches with authority. It is this man and his actions and his words that breaks all of the social order of the day. He welcomes and he blesses little children in his arms. He welcomes and he eats with sinners and tax collectors. He talks to a woman in the middle of the day without her husband present. He shows us what is truly important about the law. Not for us to blindly follow laws upon laws and rules upon rules that have been written by men and women, but to know that we follow the heart of the Lord. That when the disciples ate grain on the Sabbath, and when they ate the bread that in the temple that was dedicated to God, we find from Christ that it's not what goes into a person that defiles them before God, but it is what comes out of them that is either pleasing or defiling. It is the one, Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of God, who takes upon His own body our sins, the sins of the world, the faults that we have made. He takes it on His body without fault, without sin, without blemish, and He becomes that sacrificial lamb for the sins of the world, for the sins that rule in our own hearts. It is Christ, the child becoming a man, who is now suffering and dying on the cross for our sins. It's not a death on the cross that brings about the death of our sins, the forgiveness of our sins. And it is Christ who rises again, rises to new life by the power of the Father, and breaks for us the power of death, who releases us from the fear of death and condemnation. Whose resurrection for you and I is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Lord by, but through Him. What do we do with the Christ child? How do we wear the precious gift? The precious gift that you and I, we don't deserve. We definitely have not earned. We are given the gift of life in which we rejoice and we give thanks. In Jesus' name. Amen.